हर साल लाखों लोग भारत के आध्यात्म और संस्कृति से आकर्षित होकर खुद की खोज में वहां जाते हैं, लेकिन कुछ रास्ते पर बीच में अदृश्य भी हो जाते हैं। ऐसा ही कुछ जॉक चैम्बर्स और डायना चैम्बर्स के बेटे के साथ हुआ। 24 अगस्त 2005 की उस सुबह रायन को अंतिम बार ऋषिकेश के आश्रम के कमरे में देखा गया। अब करीब 11 साल बाद भी उसके माता पिता खुद को वहीं उसी मोड़ पर रायन का इंतजार करते हुए पाते हैं।
Certainly different to what he did 11 years ago, but we still hold out hope that he's alive, and we'll see him one day. But yeah, it's difficult because we don't have any reports, we don't have any sightings. It's difficult, but we hold out hope because that's the best way. It's our choice. We can think one of two ways, and that's the way we choose.
If he was walking towards me today, I just know that I would be, you know, full of joy and happiness. But there would be some reservation because in 11 years, I know that Ryan will be a totally different person to what he was when he was 21 years of age and having whatever the situation is in India. So I think I've always said for a long time that I think we will have another journey to commence from the day that we find him.
Do you guys regret giving him permission to go to India?
No. All our three sons have travelled, and two are living and working in London, in the UK. And he's an adult, and there's no way we'd stop him anyway. He's 21 years of age.
No, I don't regret us allowing him to go to India. Ryan was 21 years of age, so he was an adult at the time. Of course, there's times when I allow myself to think, you know, I wish this hadn't have happened, but I don't stay in that thought pattern very long because it's no good to do that. But, you know, I have to say that, you know, there's been times when I've thought, wow, I wished it didn't happen. But, you know, we've given our three boys their blessing with whatever they've chosen to do, and we can't control our children forever. So, no, we don't regret having let him go.
I saw the page of the diary where he says, "If I'm gone, don't worry." Does that give you some sort of a strength to wait and look at the door?
It certainly does, but it's an unknown sort of feeling. He goes on to say, "Don't worry, I'm not dead. I'm freeing minds, but first I have to free my own." But it doesn't give much comfort because we just don't know if he's talking about on Earth or he's talking on a different plane. Just unknown.
But to add to that too, I think that phrase has, when we've been really, really feeling like giving up hope, I think that phrase has helped us hang on because we don't know in what context he wrote that. And so he was rational enough to actually write it. So, you know, I think that at this point in time, that is probably, you know, the last thread that we can hang on to.
And when you see all other stories of missing kids around, how do you see them? Do you get a connection, or have you found a way of helping those parents or standing by them so that you can ease at your story, I suppose?
When I see these stories, yes, I definitely feel like I have a connection with those people, and I desperately want to help those people. We have made contact in the past on a couple of opportunities. we were in contact with some other people, but we chose to keep as positive as we could, because negativity eats at an individual and takes you to not a very nice place. So we worked very, very hard to try and keep in a positive environment and a positive place. And, you know, to be honest and quite forward, I suppose, we did have to cut ties for us and our own, the saviour of our mental condition too, I think, because, you know, fortunately we did have some skills in that area of keeping in a positive vein, and we couldn't afford to be in touch and in constant contact with people who were just on a negative spiral. We just couldn't allow negativity of other people to pull us down. And I know that sounds probably quite harsh, but in all these things, you know, life at some point can be about self-preservation, and I think that's the point, that's where we were at for a long time.
If I can ask you, how do you see, you have been a jock, you and your sons, there, you have been there in India a few times. Do you see a lack of empathy in terms of authorities there, or the kind of support probably is required in these kind of situations from whole community?
We have, and I don't think India is a lot different to Australia in every instance, but certainly the fact that there's so many states, I think there's 28 states in India plus territories, they don't communicate with each other. They don't know what the others what's going on in the other state with missing persons. They just don't have that coordination. They're working on it and trying to do that, but that hasn't happened. The other thing is that there's so many people who go missing, just foreigners, that it's just a big job. And there's empathy when we're there, but as soon as we leave, it changes. And the last thing, it's been 11 years, was that Ryan's file in the Dehradun court, somewhere in the system there, has been lost, untraceable. So we've got, fortunately, we've got information here online that we can, or, you know, scanned, that we can rebuild his file. So it's just frustrating, those sorts of things. Hopefully it's not the same in Australia, but it's still, the search is still the same. People want to help, but there's limited ways they can help.
And Jitas, from an empathy point of view, when the one time that I went there, what I found was that the actual human beings that we were talking to did feel empathy and could put themselves in our shoes in relation to their own family. And the individuals really did feel for us. But once we walked out the door, these people were in professional jobs and there was just no resources. And as Jock said, the amount of people that go missing, it's just a common thing in India. So while people felt sorry for us as parents, there really, as Jock said, there really wasn't a lot that they could do.
In 20 days' time, it will be 11 years. What is that week like for you?
Well, it certainly evolved over time. The first year, 2 years, there was more hope, I suppose, than now. But Ryan's always on our mind, and we're determined to get on with our lives, and we certainly encourage his brothers to do that. And they're both married now. They're living in London. One's moving to Hong Kong next month. We've worked, and they've got two little ones themselves, two little children. While we moved on, and we have moved on, Ryan's always on our mind, and I think that will always be the case.
Jock, Diana, thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you.
Thank you.
अपने बेटे को खोजती हुई एक और माँ भी है जो भारत में बैठकर ऑस्ट्रेलिया में मिसिंग अपने बेटे शिवा चौहान की राह देख रही है। दरअसल 2 साल पहले शिवा चौहान 1 मई 2014 को मेलबर्न के कीसबोरो इलाके से गायब हो गए। उनकी डिलीवरी वैन को पुलिस ने अगले दिन डेंडोनोंग इलाके में ढूंढ लिया, लेकिन शिवा का कहीं कोई पता नहीं चला। शिवा चौहान भारत से ऑस्ट्रेलिया इंटरनेशनल स्टूडेंट के तौर पर आए थे। उनके ख्वाब अपने परिवार के लिए बहुत कुछ करने के थे, लेकिन उनकी गुमशुदगी के करीब 2 साल बाद उनकी माँ आंखों में आंसू लिए ये अपील कर रही है।
जहाँ कहीं भी हो शिवो, जल्दी आ जाओ बेटा, हम आप लोग आपके बिना नहीं रह सकते हैं, आपको बहुत मिस करते हैं बेटा। जहाँ कहीं भी हो जल्दी आ जाओ मेरा बेटा, आप ना बस आ जाओ घर, आपके बिना नहीं रह सकते हैं हम। और ऑस्ट्रेलिया पुलिस या वहाँ के सबसे मेरी हाथ जोड़ के बेनती है कि मेरे बेटा को भेज दो, मेरा बेटा दे दो मेरे को, नहीं तो मैं मर जाऊंगी, मैं नहीं जी सकती हूँ उसके बिना। मेरा बेटा दे दो प्लीज़, मेरी हेल्प करो, मेरा बेटा भेज दो।
विक्टोरिया पुलिस ने एक बार फिर शिवा चौहान के मामले को रिन्यू करते हुए लोगों से अपील की है कि यदि उनके पास कोई भी जानकारी हो तो वो पुलिस से संपर्क करें।